Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Fire near wastewater treatment plant burns 36 acres in Gillette. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Fire crews continue monitoring a fire that started on Wednesday near the wastewater treatment plant off Garner Lake Road in Gillette. According to Campbell County Fire Department officials, the fire has burned approximately 36 acres involving a mix of county, city, and private property. Crews along with heavy equipment operators were able to stop the forward progress of the fire Wednesday and have now established containment lines around the burn area. Officials say the fire is currently contained and there is no threat to the public. The blaze involved large piles of yard waste and tree trimmings, which are expected to continue smoldering for several days. Heavy equipment crews remain on scene, spreading apart debris piles so hot spots can fully be extinguished. Garner Lake Road near Box Elder Road was temporarily closed during firefighting operations, but was reopened. Fire officials say dry vegetation, warm temperatures, and wind helped fuel the fire and are reminding residents to use caution as fire danger remains elevated. According to the City of Gillette Facebook page, the yard waste drop-off site at the Westover Treatment Facility will be closed until further notice. No injuries were reported, and the Campbell County Fire Department thanked assisting agencies for their help responding to the incident. Driver accused of hitting car, street sign before DUI arrest. A 20-year-old Gillette man was arrested Tuesday evening following a reported hit-and-run accident involving a parked vehicle and a damaged street sign. According to Gillette Police Captain Eric Voss, officers responded to the area of Overdale Drive and Pioneer Avenue after reports that a blue 2019 Ram had struck a parked 2015 Kia and then left the scene. Deputies later located the suspected vehicle, and police conducted a traffic stop near Highway 50 and Lakeway Road. Voss says the driver appeared intoxicated and performed poorly during field sobriety testing. Officers also reportedly discovered a street sign that had been run over on Overdale Drive. The man was arrested on charges including DUI, two counts of leaving the scene of an accident, and failing to report an accident involving an unattended vehicle. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.